From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, August 15th at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have a slightly higher trade in early action. September corn up 2¾ at 377¾. The December contract up 3¼ at $4.50. November beans up 5½ at 10¾. And September wheat up 3¾ at 507¼. Looking now at outside markets, Dow Jones up 151 points at 45,062. And September crude WTI oil down 79 cents at 63.17. So markets really rotate higher this morning after in early trade, at lower trade, especially on the bean market yesterday. So soybeans have gained back a chunk of those losses from yesterday. And corn right now at present is about 8 or 9 cents above what is hopefully contract lows around the 392 mark. So the question is for everyone in the market here on watching corn, did we put a bottom in this corn market? We certainly hope so. Trump is meeting with Putin today in Anchorage, Alaska, and hopes on that are to have a following meeting with Zelensky, Putin, Trump, and maybe some European Union leaders as well. NOPA crush data will be out later today for the month of July. That'll be out at 11 a.m. Recent drought map released really confirms what we've been hearing and seeing visiting clients all around the Midwest here. Eastern Corn Belt, pop-up drought in lots of little pockets locally, specifically Champaign County, Piatt County, Southeast McLean County, Southern Ford County, Vermilion County. Locally, it's been hot and dry here lately, and the forecast looks like more of the same. Northeast Illinois, northern counties are on the drought map now as well. Soybean basis is getting pretty ugly here with really, really poor export demand on the soybeans. Notable bids in the Midwest here, we have Lafayette, Indiana, 35 under, CGB, Cahokia, 46 under, Decatur, 33 under, Quincy, Illinois, 48 under, and that's fall basis to some major end users here for soybeans. So, you know, this export market is really starting to hit home with some of these poor basis bids. We are also hearing for some counterparts, like in North Dakota, some of this wind damage has really taken a toll on farm storage. And with the lack of business shipping beans out of the PNW, there's just a few crush plants in the area to eat up those beans. And with farm space being short, it is a real problem logistically. There was also some significant wind damage out in Nebraska, southeast Nebraska, about a week ago. And so some of these areas with a tough crop, the market's really asking folks to try to carry that crop. And if you lost your bin storage due to wind damage, it's really a tough situation. But we'll see what shakes out moving forward here. Forecast, like I said, is mostly hot and dry, and we could use at least one more nice rain to help finish out the corn and bean crop. So I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great weekend as well, and be sure to stay cool. A reminder, National Weather Service has a hazardous weather outlook across central Illinois. Heat index values today and tonight at least could hit 100 to 105. You can visit ipmnewsroom.org for up-to-date information on your forecast, cooling center, and safety information. 1A is coming up next on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.